was. This is called a knob-footed pigeon, and there's an epigraph. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Romans 8:19-22. Knob-footed pigeon. She used to think without thinking that what she was seeing was the same crippled pigeon hobbling. The poor bird was always hobbling back and forth on its bad orange feet, its feet like fists, like balls of fist-squeezed orange peel. The bird was gray. It was pigeon-colored, gray and some other colors, but she did not see the bird's colors or the colors of the others in the flocking, reflocking bird mobs at her feet. She aimed her torn-up crusts always to the crippled one, always. No, what she saw were the feet, saw them bright as if singled out in words, saw them blood-orange and beneath the bird, touching it to the street. Days passed, then weeks, and there the bird would be again on the ledge out the window where she sat thinking, pencil tapping. There the poor feet would be again, cocking her head suddenly, chaining a bite. Was the poor bird following her? It must be following her. Now mixing in to the pity was the dark and secret trust the coincidence gives, and she liked that. New girl in the strange, large, loud city, she liked that quite a bit, the idea of a bird following her, and didn't want to part with it. She is forever 7 years old in her colorful room with her eyes closed, spinning, arms out, smiling, center of a world where in her 22nd year a bird will find and follow her. But it was stronger, the sense, each time she saw the feet, the bird, the sense that no, 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 like a building that grows piece by piece upwards towards the day it goes falling forward, because it is as if she has known all along there were in the city many pigeons, pigeons in their shin-high and unceilinged worlds with crippled feet, and though there is more redemption to be felt in seeing such a thing as a knob-footed pigeon fly up on sudden wings out of a backdrop of buildings backlit into clear sky, if one knows that such is happening everywhere, multiplied, all over, and not just in that one place, she has not felt it yet.